The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, of course, it's time for our ultimate guide, as ever. We're joined by our intrepid travel guide, Fionn Davenport, travel journalist and Lonely Planet author. Fionn, you're bringing us to Britain's new Berlin today.
Yes, indeed.
Tell us
it's
more.
It's the town of Stockport, which is part of Greater Manchester. It's one of 10 towns that
make
up...
Can I interrupt for 1 second?
You can.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Fionn did say Stockport.
Sorry, not Newport, not Stockholm.
Not Newquay.
Not Newquay. Stockport.
Not Bath.
Stockport.
Yeah, yes. It's had some bad press over the last while.
Oh, yeah. I lived in Manchester for a good number of years, and then I moved to the wider Stockport area, and the town centre of Stockport would have been a byword for abandonment. 15 years ago, it had more empty shops than virtually any big town in England. And that the transformation has been absolutely incredible. So much so that, look, they're calling it the New Berlin. Now, it's slightly tongue-in-cheek. I mean, it doesn't really have anything to do with the nightlife, the size or the clubs. It's more about atmosphere. And I think when you look at town centre regenerations, they often follow the same script. So you get like the same chain coffee shops, the same restaurant brands, the same kind of glossy developments that in the end have the effect of making one place feel very much like the next. But Stockport has done it entirely differently. They're not against big brands or anything like that. I don't mean it's not, they're not excluded. But the revival has been largely built around independent businesses, local makers, creative entrepreneurs, and this is the key, the people who already live there. So it's about reminding the world that Stockport is this remarkable place and then giving them the means in which to express all of this creative
spirit. I'm thinking about what you said, that 15 years ago there was loads of dereliction and all that. Those types of places are cheap. And
yes,
where places are cheap, artists move in,
that's
creatives
exactly
move
right.
in. Is that what's happened here?
That's exactly right. And you have a mix of like, I mean, but it's oftentimes when I look places where local people kind of take over, there's always the sense and it feels like it's going, the quality is slightly less than the kind of glossier brands with lots of money. Nothing could be further from the truth. Walking around Stockport, and I spent the weekend there, walking around, the food is as good, if not better than anything. The bars are wonderful. The cafes, everything is really high end. And I mean in terms of experience, but exactly to your boy, Ciara, not in terms of price. And so at the heart of it, now Stockport is a sizable enough town, but at the heart of it is called Underbanks, which is the old commercial district. And it's kind of called Underbanks because there's old cobble streets that run underneath streets that are above it. So visually, it's quite beautiful. And you've got like this is where a lot of the dereliction amidst like kind of old shops that would have felt like very fuddy-duddy. Those shops have been given like a bit of an upsell, but also they're accompanied by these wonderful cafes, great bars, restaurants. And as a weekend experience, I was blown away by it.
Really?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
So it's pretty, you're saying to me
I think
as well.
It's very, I mean, it's pretty, and again, the comparison to Berlin would work. It's got this gritty industrial feel.
I don't mind that.
But absolutely, and I mean that as a selling point. You know, it's a Victorian city. It is, the two big attractions in terms of like classic museums are the old World War II shelters, so that go underneath, because Stockport is built into these massive rock faces. So the town is kind of attached. So they've got the old World War II shelters, which might appeal to someone like you,
it
Shane.
Would, definitely.
Yeah. And then the nickname of Stockport County, the football club that play in League One, is the Hatters. And the clue is in the name, is this was one of the big hat making.
Ah.
Yeah, so the old factory where they used to make hats is part of it. But really and truly, I mean, I like the hat museum is fine. But
Trouble at Mill, no?
Trouble at Mill, aye. No, that's more Yorkshire. It's like, right, he's giving me anxiety.
You missed my joke there.
I didn't.
Trouble at Milner.
Oh, Trouble at Mill. Oh, very good. You're just too quick.
I did get it.
Thank you, Ciara.
I didn't get it.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. So,
yeah, this is driven locally. Is there a bit of, because Manchester in the last 10 years, I think, has really revived. And I've heard stuff about Macclesfield and Bury. And like, is it a Manchester phenomenon? Is it exclusively a local phenomenon? What's driving this?
I mean, Manchester's obviously thriving. And I'd say more than 10 years. It's the last, since the turn of the century, Manchester has really started to thrive. It's got that northern engine, the future Prime Minister of Great Britain,
Andy Burnham,
the King of the North. Andy Burnham was mayor of Greater Manchester. So, and he, but not just exclusively, he has been driving a huge amount of development that's really kind of brought Manchester back to the maybe its 19th century status. But Stockport, I mean, there are 10 towns that are part of the Greater Manchester area. Stockport, what's driving Stockport is really kind of exclusive to Stockport, but is part of the Greater Manchester phenomenon.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So,
okay.
So you would fly in, suppose you were
into Manchester,
a handy enough number to get to. So flight's not too cheap and fairly regular, not too dear rather, and fairly regular.
I mean, between Aer Lingus and Ryanair, you might get 25 flights a day. Okay, so you know, virtually every hour.
And nice and short flight.
And one stop
35
on the
minutes.
Train, you were saying.
Yeah, so from Manchester Piccadilly, the one thing that Stockport has really yet to develop is a wide stock of accommodation. So it's got your Premier Inn and it's got, you know, it's got Travelodge, etc. But really and truly here, if you're going to spend the weekend and you're flying in from Ireland, stay in Manchester. From Piccadilly, it's 10 minutes on the commuter train. I mean, it's one stop.
Yeah.
And so... And the thing is that, like, realistically, if you're going to Manchester, you want to do a little bit of Manchester. But I would absolutely dedicate a day at least to visiting Stockport. And
good shopping?
Great, great shopping. I'll talk about the food first because it really started. I remember when I was still living in the area, there's a restaurant called Where the Light Gets In, which has a green Michelin. It surprised everybody. It didn't win a Michelin star. It's inside this old Victorian tobacco warehouse and is one of Britain's most acclaimed restaurants. It's absolutely, and it's hyper local. My wife and I had dinner there probably just before COVID started. I mean, and it's so seasonal. For example, everything is sourced locally and it's all the veg, for instance, if it's grown this month, it's served this month. If it's grown in 6 months' time, we're not serving it.
Okay.
And that's very much the approach. But it doesn't limit the food. The restaurant is absolutely exceptional. My brother-in-law, who lives not far from there and works in Stockport, so he got married in February. And the caterer for the wedding was a small producer called Little Scarfs. And I have to say, as an Italian person, this is a bold claim to make. At the wedding, they served the best pasta dish I've ever eaten in my life. And I don't say that.
As a man of Italian blood.
Yes. It's all fresh pasta. It's a vegetarian place. So it was like the pasta they served, it's like, I don't know, some kind of rich sauce, but with courgettes. And just the taste of it, I even now, just thinking about
it,
it's extraordinary. Other places, Cantaloupe, Sticky Fingers is a wonderful bakery that does really, really nice pastries. Also as well as there's Runaway Brewery that has like craft beers because beer is such an important part of the Stockport experience, with like really nice wood-fired pizzas. You've got Convene, which is this lovely neighbourhood cafe. You've got Dilly Deli, which is, I was there on Saturday morning. They do really, really nice coffee, all that third wave stuff. You know, no nonsense coffee here. It's all really, really good. And then you mentioned like the shopping. So SK1 Records is one of the, if you're into a collector of music, SK1 Records is one of the great record shops of Britain. Never mind just the north. This is really an extraordinary place. Merseyway Workshop. So they do like loads of local makers and craftspeople sell their wares. They do workshops, etc. There's Stockport Gin. So if you want to buy local gin, there's really nice interiors and homewares in Still Life Story. There is, I mentioned SK1 Records. It's just anywhere you go around Stockport generally, and particularly Underbanks, you just pop in, you have a look.
So there's a real vibe there is what I'm hearing. It's cool.
It's very, very cool. And what makes it very, very cool is that it's not trying to be cool. It's just itself. And I don't know if you're familiar with the DJ Luke Unabomber, who's one of the best known DJs. He's from Manchester. And a couple of years ago at Stock Party, which is their annual festival where all of the makers come out, he DJed as SK1 had him DJing, and the entire town centre blocked off because thousands of people showed up. And when I was there on Saturday, they had this year's Stock Party and you had six DJs at different parts of the city and just people enjoying it. Now, it helped that the weather was great.
Yeah, amazing.
But there was a sense of just people enjoying things without feeling pressure, without trying to be super hip or super anything.
And is there value there? Because it's obviously not on the top hit list of
Oh God, no. It's really, really good value.
Okay.
Can I ask you about clothes as well? Because the reason I ask is because one of the things I love about Manchester is all the little small shops, designer shops that aren't part of a fashion chain or whatever. Do you get that in Stockport?
Yeah, absolutely. There's great vintage shopping. There's great local maker shopping. Obviously, within the greater Manchester area, you get all the high street shops.
Yeah,
it's not, and you're going to find them in Stockport too.
You get them everywhere.
You get them everywhere. But I loved, the general store. They do loads of local stuff, like loads of cool T-shirts. Stockport County, and one of the nice things, and Shane, you and I are both football fans, and so we appreciate the value of a club that is inherently connected. You're a big Bows fan, yeah. I think. So a club that's inherently connected to the town that it belongs to. And so it is with Stockport County, where Edgeley Park is right there. And the players on Saturday, as part of Stock Party, we saw two or three of the players just wandering around, meeting the fans, but not really being hassled. People wear the jersey, but they don't wear it in any kind of pride or, you know, that kind of football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not a hooligan.
It's not even close. It's very much part of local pride. And everything about it just fills me with a sense of hope for the future of urban developments. I think it's a wonderful example of how a formerly kind of down-at-heel urban centre can develop itself successfully without necessarily conceding.
I know you were saying stay in Manchester and maybe go there for a day. Could you spend a weekend there?
In Stockport?
Yeah.
I mean, I would spend... I mean, if you're going to stay in a travel lodge or you're going to stay, if you
there's
don't
no
care...
There's no little nice accommodation?
Not that I know of, and I could be wrong, and I'm sure that someone listening goes, oh, there's a wonderful little... Yeah. I'm sure there are good B&Bs, but really and truly, when you can just stay 10 minutes away by commuter train, like, stay in Manchester and enjoy Manchester.
I was going to ask you, because it sounds to me like most people who do this will stay in Manchester. Just very briefly, if you are, say, a night in Manchester or a day in Manchester, is there a three top things?
Well, the Northern Quarter is really, really good. Didsbury is the kind of she neighbourhood. It's the Ranelagh of Manchester. I think the Football Museum is really, really good. There's a couple of civic museums that are wonderful in Manchester. The Art Gallery. I mean, sorry, I could go on. I lived there for 8 years, so I can't. Name three things.
No, but just somebody's popping in for a weekend, which is probably how long they would go for. They probably will spend at least one of their nights in Manchester.
Okay, I'm going to say this as a Liverpool fan, but the Old Trafford experience is actually really good.
Is it?
Yeah, I know. Okay. It is really good.
In fairness, most people who go to Manchester would want to see that. But look, thank you. Thank you as ever, Fionn. We do appreciate it. That is Fionn Davenport there, travel journalist and Lonely Planet author.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.